In this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on feeling, the last of the 10 words to the creative spirit, in which my mentor, Dr. William Hermans, wrote, "Give me feeling so I can vibrate your truth." The fact that my mentor was a poet and so willing to address and express his feelings was a strong attraction to me. He challenged the values of my Mayo upbringing in the 1950s to limit my feelings to anger and pride. Sensitivities for us boys were generally confined to doing right actions and belonging to a winning team. I was taught that boys should be boys, wrestling and playing hard at sports and skateboarding. I did like gardening and the beauty of flowers, but this was something I did not tell my male friends about, as our conversations preferred adventure and excitement. I liked that my mentor would take the time to explore his feelings, pleasant or not, to understand better why he makes decisions the way he does, and by this introspection gain a hint of general patterns of human behavior. He had seen war at the front lines in World War I as an enthusiastic and patriotic volunteer to help his Kaiser defeat the enemy of the nation, only to discover his conscience on the march to Verdun when his eyes caught the terrified eyes of a French mother holding her baby in front of her burning house at the edge of a village the Germans had just conquered. He felt her anguish, an element of war that did not enter into his original decision to volunteer to become a soldier in the Kaiser's war. His feeling of a common bond of humanity now challenged his choice to go to war. It was no longer just simply he being on a right side of him being a German soldier fighting to save his country, as now there was a humanity side of the enemy in the equation, presented by his conscience through a feeling. Feeling is present in each of the other 9 words to the creative spirit that I have treated in my Scent of Light episodes these past 8 months. Feeling allows me to so incorporate the 10 words so that I more than think about the truth but vibrate the truth of the creative spirit in my whole being, enlivening my decisions with a higher unitive purpose. The truth of creative spirit is more than an intellectual speculation based on our limited knowledge. It is a living, vibrating presence of cosmic laws responding to the creative intention at the moment of choice. When I first introduced the 10 words to the creative spirit on the Scent of Light episodes, I mentioned how I value them as my soul craft's control panel. I begin each day reading these 10 words, followed by a period of meditation in the stillness of my mind. I do this so the words are freshly remembered and felt for the day, and present when I make the decisions that will need to be made. I will conclude this episode with a reading of these 10 words to the creative spirit, and encourage you to feel each of these 10 words as an integral part of you. Give me grace so I walk uplifted through this day. Give me joy so my heart has enough and to spare for others. Give me peace so an angelic spirit accompanies me wherever I go. Give me love so darkness changes to sunshine where I am. Give me healing so spirit is a light of the flesh. Give me mercy so my free will chooses mercy. Give me trust so no despair can grip my soul. Give me power so I can speak with authority. Give me wisdom so I cannot be bribed by intellect. Give me feeling so I can vibrate your truth. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via ken@kennethenorton.com. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at kennethenorton.com. That is kennethenorton.com. Thanks for listening.